Way back in high school, I remember joining this summer program in church with my friends. I wouldn't exactly call myself very religious, but I do have very strong faith. I was baptized Catholic and my whole family is as well. I don't even remember the name of the summer program, I'm sorry, but it was in St. James the Great Parish. And I remember enjoying it kasi syempre kasama ko yung barkada ko. But one of the things I learned in that program that I have taken with me to this day is expectant faith. Back then was the first time I ever heard this term, but for some reason there was this seed planted in me. And for me, expectant faith meant that I truly believe that God is in my heart and what I'm doing is for good, that everything will end up well and okay. And so, while preparing for this episode, I researched on it. Ano ba talaga yung meaning ng expectant faith? I found this definition online. It says, expectant faith actually means anticipating or being eager to receive something good. That's according to a website, Heavenly Treasures Ministry. And they even quoted the Bible. They said that in Romans 8:28, it talks about for all things to work together for your own good. So I guess, like I said, that was like a seed planted in my heart. And so I've always been a hopeful person, even during the darkest days of my life, to different challenges. I've always had this hope, this expectant faith. And I found that, especially in recent years, I get this letter a lot here on Paano Ba To? About building hope, about how to not lose hope, about motivation. So yeah, let's talk about that today here on the podcast. Hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To? The podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Like I mentioned earlier, how to not lose hope. That is our topic for today here on the pod. And I will be joined by social entrepreneur and actress, Aya Fernandez. I would like to thank IKEA for supporting Paano Ba To? The podcast through the past few episodes. So yeah, let's jump right in. So let me tell you a bit about our guest. Aya Fernandez is the founder and CEO of Project Lily, a social enterprise that makes eco-friendly charcoal briquettes or uling made from coconut shells. She got her start in the entertainment industry as Miss Teen Earth in 2015, then Mutiana Pilipinas Tourism International in 2018, and as a mix VJ in 2019. She is an actress with several projects under her belt like primetime teleseries Ang Sa Iyo Ay Akin and FPJ's Ang Provinciano. And she is now starring in her first lead role in a film as Jana in the Cinemalaya 2023 Audience Choice Award, Rookie, directed by Samantha Lee, by Project 8 Projects and Anima Studios. So, navigating her way through several industries with several heartaches along the way, what has kept Aya going? How does she motivate herself and how does she keep her hope alive? Let's welcome Aya Fernandez here on the podcast. Hello, Aya, and welcome to Paano Ba To?
Hello. Oh my God. Hello. I feel like I'm just also listening to the podcast. So, all right. Oh, it's me. Okay, hello.
Yes, it's you. Thank you, by the way, for listening to Paano Ba To? I am so happy to hear that. And yes, finally happy to have you here. I honestly have heard so much about you because I know like so many people who know you, but this is the first time we're really getting to speak with each other. So, yay. One of the things that I wanted to focus on was this idea of how to not lose hope. I know that you're quite young. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, sarap to 25. So you're 25, but parang ang dami nang nangyari in your professional life. You are an actress. You're a social entrepreneur. You're a model. You were a VJ. You're also a beauty queen. So can you tell us a bit about the timeline? Which happened first? In what order did you pursue that to get to where you are now?
Siguro I can start with who I am, like what I just did today. So just this morning, I am a social entrepreneur. We manufacture eco-friendly charcoal briquettes called Eco Uling. We started as a livelihood project. So that's what I do now. So later, I'll go to Cinemalaya screening. I'll be an actor. In a couple of weeks' time, I will host. So I have this new agricultural show to host. I'm so excited. And then on the timeline naman, I think nauna talaga yung social entrepreneur. I graduated from Makati Science High School. So I have my background in science research. So before, my plan was to be a science communicator. At that time, wala pang name actually yung science communicator. I just know to myself that I want to be the journalist who talks about science, research. And then in parallel timeline, I was an OJT and ABS-CBN publishing because yun, I wanted to be a journalist. Pinagbuhat ako ng supervisor ko ng gamit, puntang Star Magic office. And then doon ako na-discover na ni na Mr. M to be part of Star Magic. Like, gusto mo mag-artista? Huh? So that timeline, answer the question. So social entrepreneur, kasabay ng modeling, hosting, then yung pagsali ko ng Mutiana Pilipinas, sabay na ng acting. It was just in 2021, end of 2021, that we were able to get back on track sa project release, sa Eco Uling. Right now, full-time na talaga yung social entrepreneur. And then MWF acting, or later, ganyan.
Can I rewind back? What was your thought process like at that time that you were uncertain about the future of Eco Uling?
Yeah.
You were still dabbling into hosting projects and acting projects as a racket. So yeah, what was your mind frame that time? How to keep pushing?
I would say na siguro number one, I will acknowledge the privilege that I had when everyone lost their jobs. Ako the other way around. That's when I was given tuloy-tuloy na projects, which I really, that's why I would always say, it was really God who gave me this title as an actor. I owe my healing a lot also to acting. So I think at that time, my primary concern was just to survive and for my family to survive. And I was blessed that I was given a job that I just have to show up and do my best. There were also a lot of things that happened in my personal life na medyo nagsabay-sabay. Kaya it was really a hard time. But it's important to note that parang talaga just show up. I remember my mantra that time was one day at a time. Parang, if I cannot one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. If it's not still 1 minute at a time. So, okay, if I'm hungry, I'll eat. After I eat, or you're sleepy, or you sleep. Parang ganun. Ayun, yun yung nangyari. I just needed to do it one day at a time.
Yeah, and I mean, the doors that were meant to be opened for you opened. So when did that shift happen? Yung, in terms of being an actor, kailan mo naman in-embrace na yon fully? Would you say?
Oh my gosh. Siguro when, I don't know. I don't know.
Are you still in the process of embracing it? Girl, bida ka na sa pelikula. You are a certified actor.
I think after Ang Probinsyano, because my creative process as an actor, I really take it seriously. And then just recently when Cinemalaya had a post, Cinemalaya actors, and then I was in the same video with Miss Dolly De Leon. Sobrang kinilig ako, screenshot ko, although hindi ko na pinost, pero para screenshot ko, ang tagal-tagal ko nakatitig na, shocks, they called me an actor. Parang, oh my gosh, ganun. So, yeah, I'm sorry, it took a while for me to answer the question.
No, I love that. I guess because it comes from a place that you didn't originally dream to be an actor. And I ask that because my journey, I guess, was very similar. In my head, magiging filmmaker ako, magsusulat ako at magdidirect ako ng pelikula. And I started hosting. And then sabi ko, oh, okay na racket ang makaipon. Same as you, makaipon mga 2 to 3 years. And then after 2 to 3 years, oh, may racket pa rin. Sige. Parang nakaka 10 years na, nandito pa rin ako. Parang this is my career na
yeah.
talaga.
Actually, I cried when I listened to your recent podcast na parang it's okay to change your mind. Because when I was in Aksayoy Akin, I was telling people my story. And then they said, pwede pa yan, pwede pa yan. Hanggang sa, actually, just recently nga nung kinuwento ko yun, sinasabi nila, pwede pa yan. But then hindi eh. Parang alam ko na. Na parang, okay, it's still there. Parang one way or another, the dots will connect somehow that malalabas ko rin to. Kasi, like what you mentioned in your previous podcast, na I'm always curious din naman about science communication. So I know at the right time and at the right place, God will lead me there when I already have the right resources to be able to hugot that skill or passion. But for now, I'm embracing this na.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. Embrace. Oh, thank you. First of all, embracing this season of your life. I think there's so much beauty in that as well. Kasi I often say this and hear this in the story shared here on Paano Ba To, na no matter how much we plan our lives, it doesn't always go according to plan. So if doors do open and you are obviously thriving in this industry, then you go for it talaga. Well, now that you said finally back on its feet, your social enterprise, we all know na ang hirap magnegosyo, ang hirap-hirap, lalo-lalo na social enterprise that isn't as, I guess, big margins as other businesses. How did you, I guess, what kept you motivated? What worked for you to keep pushing to keep it alive?
It's funny because during those times, I was literally listening to your podcasts. Yeah. And then one that really worked for me was to find your community. You have to fuel your passion. I love how it was normalized through Paano Ba To the podcast that it's normal to mag-fade yon and it's okay. But you also have to do the work. So that's what I did. I looked for a community. And I'm blessed to be able to find Sina Patch Dulay from the Spark Project.
Patch, yes.
Sina Trish from Woven. Who else? The Bayan Family of Foundations, fellow social entrepreneurs. And I felt so validated. Like si Chitwan, when I read her story, na she was back to manual. Chitwan na siya. Like, I super look up to her. Chitwan doing libro sa inventory sa ano yung storage nila. Parang, oh, so I felt normal. I think that's number one. Find your community to uplift you. It worked for me.
Like-minded people, for sure, will help you keep going. Anything else that has worked? Like, what is your internal dialogue during times na medyo mahirap talaga? Honestly, di ba? It's easier to end na lang, di ba? It's easier to, kasi you have other things going for you. And if you zoom out, like things that you devote your time to, technically, pwede rin, di ba? Option din to just like, okay, tama na, it has had its run. But you, there's obviously that fire in you. So what's your internal dialogue to keep it going?
It's so funny because just earlier this year, before I knew that I will do a film, I remember this conversation with a friend na parang sabi niya, you keep going, no? Kasi you have hope. And then I said, no. Actually, no. This might be triggering or it may sound dark, but my answer was, I keep going because it's the right thing to do. And it is a sin to end my life. Period. Parang every day, that time, I remember when I wake up, oh, gising na naman ako. Like, I remember that time. It was very dark. Parang right now, me hearing myself making kwento, parang yuhushi. But I think that was number one. So sometimes if you lose hope, like my note to self, what kept me going is that because it is the right thing to do. Nothing more, nothing less. You have to breathe. You can't stop breathing. So just live it one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, or 1 minute at a time. That's what I did nun. I remember. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for your openness on that. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of people listening can relate to those moments. And sometimes parang it's more of like there's no choice. Diba?
Yeah.
Parang, I mean, what's the choice, really?
Yeah.
So syempre, push ka na lang.
And also
it's more of that as well.
Yeah, and also it's what you make an effort. Parang okay, it's the right thing to do, that's one. But work on your hope. Like, do not give up on working on your hope. So do not give up on hope also. So if you've lost hope, that's okay. That's what happened to me just earlier this year, but I worked on it. So I forced myself to listen to the right people, read the right books. I worked on I researched how to work on my happy hormones. So there are 4 types of hormones like dopamine, endorphin, oxytocin, and serotonin.
There's the science girl doing her research.
No, it's easy to remember. So you just search how to address those, cater to those happy hormones, not only dopamine. Dopamine kasi is when you scroll social media, tapos instant gratification. So make sure you also hack the rest. So I just hack my brain in order for me to have hope. Kasi hope is like oxytocin. Eh. So to go there, you have to hack your brain with the other hormones. So if there's a scientist listening, please correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, that's what I did. I ate chocolate.
Okay, please educate us. So dopamine is the one we always hear.
Yeah, yung dopamine is yung instant gratification. You saw your crush.
Okay.
Ah, okay na. Or like, oh, yes. I got a like from Facebook. Okay. Yeah. Oxytocin is more of when you get a hug. It's more of a long term. It's more of the love hormone. Endorphins, you get it from exercise, moving your body. Yeah, hindi ka dyan magkakamali. You can do as simple as walking. Something is better than nothing. I think I was able to hack my serotonin by eating chocolates. But I have a list. I just don't have it now. But that's what I did. I forgot.
So 4 happy hormones.
Let's start with oxytocin, the best one that you can get with relationships, hug, kisses, ganyan. Also, it's healthy to get 8 hugs a day. That's probably like the healthiest. Like yung proper
8 hugs a day. I just read this. I think kanina, yeah, 8 hugs a day. Okay.
Yeah. So endorphins you get from movement, the move. Just move your body, just walk, ganyan. And then dopamine. Dopamine, that's like instant gratification, yeah, again. And then you can get them in healthy ways by eating dark chocolate. You can also get dopamine from doing meditation in the morning. I say that's where you get it from. And then the rest of the day will follow based on how you fed your dopamine the first thing in the morning. So all throughout the day, you will appreciate the slowness, the yung parang hindi kailangan instant. So oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and yeah, 4 nga, tama.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for that rundown. Okay, just to wrap this up, you've talked about like hacking your happy hormones and things you've told yourself to motivate you and even like the community and the people you surround yourself with. If there is any young person listening to this right now, during those days that aren't so good as the good days, what are things that have worked for you to sort of keep you hopeful and keep you moving and keep you driven? Any simple tips you might have?
I don't want to take credit. I just read this from somewhere, but I cannot remember the author. Don't quit on a bad day. Wait till it's a good day. Because if you quit on the bad day, you are depending your decision on the outcome, not on really why you're doing it. So wait till it's a good day. Then if it's a good day, tapos ayaw mo pa rin, then you quit. Kasi it means, ayaw mo talaga. Yun kasi yung isa pang wisdom na natutunan ko. Know that hope is not like the flashy, heroic entrance of the bida sa movies. Hope is very calm and quiet. My note to myself also, be patient. Be patient because the good day will come. So, if it's a bad day, sign din siguro yun ni Lord na dyan ka muna. Magtiis ka. Kasi I'm teaching you a lesson. So, just obey. But then again, it's case-to-case basis din naman. But to me, that's what I was doing. I owe it to the people who believed in me since day one. And I owe it to my younger self who believed in myself also. It's important na we journal. Kasi when I read my journal, parang pinagsasabihan ako ng younger self ko. So nahihiya ako na, sige na nga, ito na nga. Ganon. And then, it's something that I really got from Paano Ba To. You can only connect the dots looking backwards. So, yun, just stay put. This one naman from Ate Iza, sabi niya, minsan, nasa kabilang kanto na lang yan. So, hang on there, like, chill. Yun. And then, ala, ang dami na. One thing that I also just recently learned, because I did recently a volleyball film called Rookie, a Cinemalaya Film Fest entry. Whether in volleyball, whether in sports or in life, when you are matched up against something that's way bigger than you or better than you, the best way to win is not to match it. Or like, let's say, mabilis siya. Mas bibilisan mo. No, not like that. The best way to win is to slow the game down. Slow the game down. That's the best way to win. In connection to what I listened in your previous episodes, and paano ba to? When you went to Bhutan, like the number one hindrance to happiness is speed. So it's kind of the same. So that's what I also recently learned. So I also had the volleyball tattoo. Yeah,
so cute. Can I see? Is that because of the film?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love how you tied that together well. A mark of a true host. Talagang napunta din tayo sa Rookie, which of course, congratulations. I mean, I guess every role you've had led you to this first lead role in a film for you. Congratulations. Yeah. I have yet to watch it, but I have heard many, many good reviews about it. Congratulations on Rookie!
Thank you so much.
What does this role, I guess, as a last question, yeah, I mean, for this role to come to you at this point in your life, what does it mean to you?
Well, I'm a volleyball fan. So yeah, it was a dream come true. And also, direct Samantha Lee, our director, we were together in a brand ambassadorship, parang her for filmmaking, ako for Eko Uling by Project Lily. So, and then I remember during that time, I said, parang, oh, sana I can work with her one day. When I was still parang aspiring to be a journalist, kasi nga, for gender theories, ganyan. And then fast forward to now, she's my director in my first film, but as an actor. So wala lang, it's really parang wow. And then yung volleyball, and then high school pa, na I never thought nga talaga na makukuha ako ng audition. So it's really an honor. And it's the first volleyball film in the Philippines, I just realized recently. So yeah, it's an honor to be part of this film. I'm very, very honored to be working with great women. And almost everyone on set were either queer or women. So, galeng, galeng talaga. It's a sports film from a female gaze. And it's very cute. And yun, that's why sana people can ano, talaga see it.
Yes, I do hope for a commercial screening as well so that more people can watch it. And to your point about like, again, an overused term, but manifesting working with Sam Lee. Yun yung example of the dots connecting in the future, which I fully attribute to Steve Jobs. Yun. Yeah. Sinabi niya yun in a commencement speech many years ago, but has stuck with me ever since. Thank you so much, Aya. I super enjoyed learning about your life story and listening to you tell it with so much giddiness. Nakakatuwa. Congratulations on everything. And thank you for listening to Paano Ba To?
Can I say one last thing? Parang yes. Siguro in any profession that I do, siguro one thing also pala that I always remind myself na no matter where I'm placed, I just remembered my answer to the question kanina. when I was already at the point that I was frustrated that I'm still doing this, pero ito yung gusto ko, nakakaubos din yun eh. In whatever field we are in, I hope we always aim for excellence in service of other people. It is always to empower, because there's no greater empowerment than being able to empower others. So maybe in hosting, acting, and social entrepreneurship, kahit anong profession pa yan, if it's about empowerment, then okay niyan, keep moving forward, yun na yun. So that's what how I like calm myself down. Okay niyan, chill. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, beautifully said, a beautiful way to end this. And doon naman lumabas yung beauty queen version of Aya in that answer. But absolutely, like when I guess we realize that something we're doing is bigger than us and serves a bigger purpose, that definitely helps in keeping on going. Thank you again, Aya.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On everything. And that is it for our episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and I am so happy to actually have a Paano Ba To the podcast listener, one of our supers, here as our guest. I would love to hear what you think. If you have any favorite takeaways from what Aya said, please do tag me at I Am Super Bianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter, and please do tag and follow Paano Ba To on Instagram as well. If you did like this episode, please follow us, and you can also click the bell button on the show page so that you'll be notified whenever we have a new episode. And we would love for you to rate this podcast as well, 5 stars if you liked it. And yeah, we also have our community of supers, our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. So again, thank you so much for joining me. This is Paano Ba To the podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers.